When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
At Blinds.com, going green means keeping green in your pocket, too. Save 40% on selected products at our Earth Day sale. Easily upgrade your windows with new, fully customized shades, shutters, and more at Blinds.com. We even have eco-friendly cellular shades that could save you money on your energy bill. Don't spend your whole day waiting at home for a design consultation just to get a quote. At Blinds.com, you can always count on upfront pricing right on the website, and we can ship samples directly to you, fast and free. Our design consultants are standing by to help guide you on your schedule. Need installation services? We've got you covered there too. Plus, you can rest easy with our Blinds.com 100% satisfaction guarantee. Join Blinds.com's over 2.5 million happy customers. With over 25 million windows covered, shop Blinds.com's Earth Day sale now and save 40% on selected products, plus doorbusters. 40% off selected products at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Friday night, happy Saturday morning, happy weekend, happy all of it. I'm going to be here with you for 2 hours. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. We've talked NBA. The Nuggets are trying to keep the Timberwolves at bay right now, this minute, this second. Denver leads 110-104. Denver is trying to go up in the series 3-0. Hawks beat the Celtics tonight. Knicks just beat the Cavaliers. We're going to talk to George Foreman in about 20 minutes from now. George Foreman going to join us. Kawhi Leonard hurt, not playing on Saturday. What else is new? He'll be out as the Suns try to go up 3-1. No Joel Embiid on Saturday. Nope, Joel Embiid did not get suspended. He has a sprained right knee, just like Kawhi Leonard. I guess it's contagious just on other parts of the country. And so there will be no Embiid on Saturday. He didn't get suspended because of that kick. And there will be no Kawhi Leonard. He's just hurt. What else is new? Zion, Anthony Davis, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George. I mean, if we put these dudes together, maybe we could carve up some healthy body parts. They could be one healthy basketball player. Oh, let's put Ben Simmons in there as well. That's still, I think I just, Shep, was that four guys I just named? Four, right?
That was more than four.
No, well, no, I'm trying to make an all NBA injury team right now.
Oh,
Kawhi Leonard.
Yes.
Anthony Davis.
Correct.
Who else did I just name?
Simmons.
Ben Simmons.
Kyrie.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. Injuries?
I mean,
partially,
you got to say PG-13 at this point.
Yeah, I said Paul George.
Right.
So is that five? Embiid too, right, Embiid?
See, but you know what the funny thing about him is he started off so slow, missing his first two seasons. And this season, he might have played the most. It might have been last year where he played the most he's ever played in his career.
65,
right.
67
He's
games.
You know, I guess when you have a low bar and you play.
Oh, 60, Zion. No.
Oh, by God, did we forget him? You know what's so funny about that? We forgot. I'm dead serious. We forgot Zion Williamson actually plays in the NBA.
Yeah, I mentioned him the first time. The second go around, we don't have to debate Joel Embiid. It's Zion. It's Zion, Kawhi, Anthony Davis, Paul George,
Simmons, Ben Simmons without
Ben
question.
Ben Simmons, yes. Ben. Forget Kyrie. Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons was on the bench yesterday watching the Brooklyn Nets play. Like, some of these things you can't make up. Well, anyway, the Brooklyn Nets, it looks like they're going to be wasted here in the NBA playoffs, with or without Joel Embiid beating that ass. And the other New York team, the New York Knicks, or let me not say other New York team, the New York Knicks are the team for New York City, for New York State, because Brooklyn is just, They're just over there. And the New York Knicks fans, they have already started to lose their mind. Tonight was their first home game at Madison Square Garden. The Knicks came out on top 99-79. There was nothing, absolutely nothing competitive about this game. Jalen Brunson had 21 points for the New York Knicks. Donovan Mitchell, he's the only one who had any life for Cleveland. He had 22 points. And Darius Garland, what a crap game he had. 10 points, 4 of 21 shooting, 1 of 7. The Knicks just blew him out. Brunson, 21. R.J. Barrett had 19. And the fans outside the Garden, I was just looking at the videos, their fans climbing poles outside of Madison Square Garden. And some of these poles, I'm sorry, these are not regular-ass poles. There's a pole like 20 feet high, and there's a clown climbing it. I'm like, what are you trying to die? Like, how much alcohol do you have to have in your system to climb a 20-foot pole in New York City on 7th Avenue? What do you want to have a fall into the street and get run over by a cab? Hey, Shep, how many drinks does that take? Like 8?
You know, if you fall into a street and then get run over by a cab, you can sue and win that lawsuit.
If you're dead?
Well, your family's going to, you know, make bank. So, and maybe you're unselfish in that manner.
How you sue for, who are you blaming? The city of New York?
Yeah, 100%.
The city of New York allowed me to climb a pole and die. And so now I'm entitled to money because I made a dumbass mistake.
Well, again, you're talking about, obviously, you're talking about road travel and you're talking about legalities in terms of like a pedestrians. And so if you run over something, that means you are not driving at a certain speed limit. And the reality is that's on that, like if you fall in someone's house and you're robbing them and you fall on a butcher knife, for example. The person who has the butcher knife, who did nothing wrong, who's an innocent bystander, they're the ones that can get sued and eventually lose. You know this. I learned it from Mrs. Doubtfire. And then Liar, Liar.
I don't know if you want to get advice from Fox Movies.
Those aren't falsehoods, though. Like this is actually, there have been stories of this where, like, you go to a coffee shop and, like, you order a hot coffee, you burn your lips, and then you sue the establishment and you win. Yeah. Six figures.
That's just people always hunting for. I don't think these folks will hunt for anything.
Got it.
I just tweeted out the video.
Got it.
If you're one of these Twitter people, the video is on my Twitter at JR Sport Brief. There's a guy outside the Knicks game. He has to be 20 feet in the air, and he is air humping the street pole. There's a street light on the pole. There's a street light on the pole. There's a one-way sign on the pole. There are two street signs on the pole. There's about three or four lights. This is a New York City midtown pole. Everything that you could think about is on this pole. There's probably a police camera attached to this pole because it's outside of Madison Square Garden. And this guy is just... He's asking to fall into a cab. But anyway, it's his life, not mine. Let's go ahead and think about what happened inside the Garden. The annihilation. Let's go ahead and hear from, I don't know, the man who scored 21 points tonight. It's Jalen Brunson. He was doing it all, like going to the basket and helping to abuse the Cavs. Listen to this.
Tonight.
Madison Square Garden Network. That's Kenny Albert, Marv Albert's son, and also a great Nick, Walt Clyde Frazier. It's pretty cool. Even Obi Toppin, people scream for Obi Toppin to get minutes, especially coming out of Dayton. Tonight he had 8 points flying all over the damn place. Listen to this.
Rose from three, short. Rebounded by Okoro. Now the steal by Toppin. Rose, alley-oop, top of the finish.
That's the kind of teamwork we've seen tonight.
You heard that correctly. Did you catch it? the name Derrick Rose was mentioned. Derrick Rose played basketball for the first time since January 1st. He played 3 minutes in garbage time. He was 0-4 from the field. He did give that one assist to Obi Toppin. And this, what you're about to hear, this makes New York Knicks fans go insane. This makes them climb 20-foot poles and act like complete jackasses. This was the final call from MSG.
The fans rise collectively here at Madison Square Garden as the Knicks will take a 2-1 lead in this best-of-7 first-round series. Game 4 here at the world's most famous arena on Sunday afternoon. Knicks win it 99-79.
Imagine if the New York Knicks win this series against the Cavs. Will they calm down after each subsequent victory? Will the celebration just kind of park a little bit?
It's going to rev up, JR.
What do you do? Do you just take a boat to the Statue of Liberty and party out there? Do you climb that? Like, what happens next?
No, you go King Kong and you find a way to the top of the Empire State Building. I mean, we're talking about more than a decade now in which the Knicks have not won a playoff series.
Isn't there a Spider-Man guy who climbed the Empire State Building not too long ago?
Sounds about right. You know, the Empire State Building is not what it used to be.
What do you mean?
Well, what I mean is you have the Sears Tower. You know, you have towers all around the world now.
I'm not comparing the building or the height.
Gotcha.
I'm saying that there was a guy who climbed it. It was either that or Chrysler Building.
Okay.
I don't know.
He's not the guy in the poll tonight, was he?
That guy on the pole, you think he's in handcuffs right now?
He better be.
He probably got away. Thousands of people outside of Madison Square Garden. The guy ended up in the subway and he disappeared. And disappearing in a New York City subway is, there's a lot going on down there. Anyway, Jalen Brunson, he spoke after the game. First home game, Madison Square Garden, playoffs. He was thrilled. Listen to this, excited.
This place is unreal. That's it. This place, man, it's unbelievable to play at.
This is your first season here in New York, your first playoff game here in this building as a Knick. Just hearing the crowd, feeling that energy, what was it like?
I mean, I can't really explain it, but I'm just happy that they are the way they are. And, just came out here, just try to focus on a full 48 minutes. That's a good team over there. I mean, they're going to come back ready to go on Sunday, so we got to be prepared.
Said that for you to have a bounce back game, you needed to attack from opening tip off. How were you able to do that?
The confidence I have in my teammates, they have in me, the coaching staff. I mean, we all have confidence in each other. We all hold each other accountable. And we want to win. We're doing everything we can to win.
They are. Oh, somebody else doing everything he can to win. Nikola Jokic, 20 points, 11 rebounds, 12 assists. Another triple-double from Nikola Jokic, and the Denver Nuggets, they take a 3-0 series lead. They beat Minnesota tonight 120-111. So all three NBA games tonight are done. Hawks over the Celtics, the Knicks over the Cavs, their fans real drunk, and then the Nuggets, they beat the Timberwolves 120-111, the final score there. Let's get some of your calls in. We got George Foreman, yes, the two-time heavyweight champion. George Foreman is going to join us next break. So let's get your calls in. Let's talk to George Foreman. Let's talk some boxing. Let's get some more basketball. We got a lot to do. I tell you, we keep it busy here. Dale is calling from Louisiana. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Dale.
What's going on, JR?
How are you?
Doing pretty good. I went to a lot of Pelicans games being from Louisiana. And Zion, I don't know if you've seen him in person. He's a big dude, and I respect him.
I have been not body to body. I've been right next to the man a few times. Yes.
Yeah, he is the next Charles Barkley.
but go ahead. I don't know if I want to hear the rest of what you have to say, but go ahead.
Well, what you're saying is he's not playing, and he missed all last season. But him saying he's not Zion. As a Pelicans fan, it's scary because we needed them, but you see how they're playing. The refs are not calling everything. Zion goes up for every rebound. There's no way he would have played without getting injured the way they're playing this season, at least in the playoffs.
I just think he needs to be in shape. That's it.
Okay.
That's it. There's nothing else. That has nothing to do with his teammates. I don't care what CJ McCollum is doing or Brandon Ingram. I don't care who's coaching the team. I don't care if they call the arena Smoothie King or Salad King Arena. The man just needs to be in shape. That's it.
He averages 60% still. That's we can
no, I, but I don't. I don't care. I don't care what his shooting percentage is. What does it matter if you're shooting 60% in 30 games? What does it matter? Oh, excuse me. He played. I can't. He played 29 games. It's an 82-game season. Why do I care if you shoot 60%? There's 82 games he played in 29 of them. And he just got a $200 million contract. I mean, what?
He's young.
Oh, okay. He's young and fat. Well, thank you, Dale. Appreciate you for calling from Louisiana. He's young. So what's that supposed to mean? I mean, come on. People in New Orleans are making fun of him. They put him on the side of one of the parade floats. Come on. Dave is calling from Alabama. Go ahead, Dave, quickly.
Hey, what's up, man? Speaking on the gambling situation, I think gambling in the NFL, I think it's a big deal. But I think the situation to have it with these players is really not, because the NFL is a juggernaut. And when you get hurt, they will replace you. And the NFL, when they want to blackball you, they'll blackball you. My thing is just rules to any job. I mean, weed is legal. You know, everybody talking about, you know, gambling is legal. And my thing is rule. You don't hear about, like, the smart players getting busted. I really think it comes down to stupidity. Like I said, weed is legal. And at my job, and they tell you, if you smoke weed, you're going to lose your job. So all I'm saying, though, all these players, it's a small group of players that fall into this category.
They get caught.
Not doing their research. My thing is,
don't go get ahead, caught. Sir. You're just saying, don't get caught.
Yeah, don't get caught. That's what okay. I'm saying. You don't hear like the big stars like, you know, Patrick Mahomes or okay. even though you would say, well, they got money. You don't hear about like the lowest paid kicker. I mean, this thing is big, but my thing is gambling. It's not bigger than the NFL right now.
It's gonna move towards a place where it's generating hundreds of millions into billions. So it's huge. It's going in that direction. Mark is calling from Sacramento. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey JR, how you doing?
Speaking
on that gambling, I just wanted to say a couple points. For one, I do it daily. The NFL, NBA, they're all geniuses because. Even if it's the worst two teams playing, I'll be watching every moment of that game. I buy the packages so I can see all the games, so I can watch the guys I bet on. They're generating money like that. And another thing I was going to say is I don't think it's the problem for the pros to bet on sports as long as it has nothing to do with what they could affect.
Yeah, well, that's the hope, but we know that there's no perfect world. And so if you're starting off by gambling on another sport or an adjacent sport, for instance, Jameson Williams was gambling on college football. Who's to say that he doesn't start feeling himself and just go, oh, you know, I can bet on the New York Jets.
I think that's the point where if you get caught doing it on yourself or your team, then have it something super extreme like, You know, you're kicked out of the NFL.
Yeah,
and that's something like that.
Yeah, no, that's why we said that the punishments need to probably be a little bit more extreme out the gate. But it's human nature to wait for something bad to happen and then correct it rather than to have preventative measures there first. And it's going to take, one of our callers said, it's going to take a disaster. It's going to take a massive player making a massive mistake before we see the correction. Think about it this way. Imagine having a toddler in the house. Some of y'all may have toddlers. You know what I'm talking about. You got the stove on. You going to wait for the toddler to run into the stove or run to the stove? Or are you going to tell them, hey, for right now, stay out of the kitchen? I mean, you got to put parameters there. How close do you want them to be before you want to dole out the punishment, before you want to dole out the lesson? And in the case of the NFL or the NBA, the NHL, it's probably going to have to be a bad accident before they really put their foot down. They don't want no problems. They don't want to highlight this. Let's put it this way. There is a reason the NFL announced these suspensions on Friday so we can go through a whole 2 or 3 days of a weekend for people to relax, to go out, to watch sports, to do all these other things, and to let this story not live for a full week until somebody else gets caught. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, it's time to have a conversation with two-time heavyweight champion of the world, George Foreman. Yeah, Big George is going to join us on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. So much going on in the world today, but we needed to talk about something important. It goes down next Friday, April 28th. Right now, joining us on the line, we have a two-time world heavyweight champion. You know the name, George Foreman. George, how you doing?
Life is great. Really good.
It's good to see you here. You got a big project, and there's so much I want to talk to you about, but you have a film inspired by your life that drops next week, Big George Foreman. What's the film about? Why now to do a film? What's the deal?
Well, this is the right time. It's taken me over 4 years to get it from script and then back on the screen. They made pages come to life, and then the pages became art to me. I love the movie. Chris Davis, who played George Foreman, did an excellent job. I just don't understand. It's hard to believe what he'd done. He moved in every area of my life. I love the idea that a movie is made about my life, and anyone watching it can see how to get up, keep getting up, knock down, getting up again, finding strength, hope, and then the last, faith in God.
When you think about your career and everything that you've accomplished, and we'll see this theme in the film, faith is a big part of it. Why you decided to come back and win the championship, or at least even attempted in 94, what drove you to that decision? How did faith play a factor in that?
Oh, you leave out of boxing. I had this calling in my life where I was literally dead and alive again in a boxing dressing room. For 10 years, I didn't even make a fist. I became an evangelist, preaching on street corners and all over the world. And the last thing was on my mind was wealth, but I literally had run out of money. I had to go back into boxing. After 10 years not making a fist at all, I had to do it again. I said I'm going to be heavyweight champ of the world. I had a youth center that I kept alive. I wanted to keep it going, and boxing was my vehicle to do it.
George Foreman is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. The film, Big George Foreman, available everywhere next Friday, April 28th. You've been able to transcend not just boxing, not just ministry, but you've also gotten involved in business. We all know about the George Foreman Grill. What inspired all of that? Why did you move on into business after you hung up the gloves?
I learned the lesson that it doesn't matter how much you have. You know, you've heard that expression, you're going to have so much money, you'll be set for life. That does not exist. The best thing that can happen to any human being is to learn how to earn and keep earning. Never stop earning. And that was my motto, keep earning. And of course, I had a lot of success, but then I shot some bullets that didn't hit the target as well. But I'm happy to say I learned how to earn.
Well, George Foreman is joining us here, CBS Sports Radio. With all of your accomplishments, and with all accomplishments, we know comes failure. You winning the heavyweight championship, now having this film released and your business endeavors. At this stage of life, what else is there that you want to go out and accomplish?
Well, I put both feet on the floor every morning and think, man, you got to do something with your life. I always think there's another hill to climb. I have not made it yet. I'm interested, trying to do things. I got business ideas going. I still want to make it. I don't feel like a success yet. No way.
George Foreman is here. That's surprising to hear that you don't feel like you're a success. Why is that the case?
Because it's all about tomorrow. You turn a book one page after the other. You never go back and reread those pages that you've already turned time on and life on. You move on. I got to turn another page. I got to do better.
For everyone who tunes in and checks out Big George Foreman next week in theaters, what do you want them to walk out of the theater with an understanding of?
Going to that George Foreman movie is not about a boxing movie, nor about me. It's about every little boy that's born. Doesn't matter if you're just coming into the country, just got across the border, there's a lot of hope for you if you get people to believe in you. And I think watching the movie, we all will see, I can do that. And even better than George Foreman. That's what I want them to take away.
And there's certainly an opportunity for all of us to wake up and do better and be better every single day. When you think about the status and the state of the heavyweight division right now, there's obviously just so much turnover. What are your thoughts on some of the names and how we can get it back to just say a global prominence, like when you were fighting and winning in the 70s and then coming back in the 90s? What are your thoughts there?
Boy, I enjoy Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder, Anthony Joshua. I enjoy those big giants. They fight. They could have existed in any era of boxing. Canelo Alvarez and down in the lighter weights. He reminded me when he started as a George Foreman because he wanted to knock everyone out. I still like boxing. There's a lot of competition from a lot of other sports, but boxing is still the granddaddy of them all.
We got a big one tomorrow. George Foreman is joining us here, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We have Gervonta Davis taking on Ryan Garcia. This is a fight that a lot of folks want to see. They're not the super heavyweights. What are your thoughts on what this fight will look like tomorrow night in Vegas?
What's good about it, there's one way and the other. The one guy is coming to get you and the other guy's got to box his way out of it. I think it's an excellent matchup. Good matchmaking this time. I don't have a favorite. I just want to be able to watch it, see it.
I think they're going to be out there going and throwing hands. George Foreman joining us here at CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. Tell everybody one more time about the film and why they should go ahead and check it out.
Chris Davis, who played a George Foreman character in the movie, puts out a great acting. I mean, he was the thin George Foreman became the big George Foreman. What an actor. Forrest Whitaker played the first person who ever believed in me, Doc Brodus. The movie is about to get out there and be entertained, but at the same time, take some encouragement. It can be you tomorrow.
Big George Foreman drops next Friday, April 28th. Champ, I appreciate you taking the time to join us. I got one question for you. When you're not inspiring others, when you're not moving businesses, when you're not hanging with your family, what interests George Foreman?
Well, I got a lot of interest. I left boxing the first time, and for 10 years, I learned to enjoy food. And I love to eat, and I got a wife who loves to cook. I love to cook myself, but she outdoes me. She can do better than me, my wife. And so I love cooking, talking to kids, and having fun with my grandkids.
I love it. Thank you so much, Champ, for joining us. You're checking out the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Go see Big George Foreman in theaters next Friday, April 28th.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I've been listening since the first night you started. I remember the exact place I was, what I was doing. I didn't know who you were. I got a good listen that first night. I knew I was hooked, and I've been listening every single night since then.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yeah, I've just completed a couple weeks ago. Yeah, I just completed 3 full years here. 3. So now if I'm doing some counting, I've been here for 3 years and a month. I'd say good for you, but I'd say good for me. Good for all of us. I'm just sitting around talking about sports. When I need to talk about something serious, I'll do it, damn it. I'm just sitting here talking about sports.
You know what that means, right?
What does what mean?
It means your career, at least consistently on a national level, has been 5 times the length of Zion Williamson.
What? Say it again, what?
In other words, you've been here for 3 years and 1 month.
Right.
So your national career in terms of terrestrial radio
right.
has been 5 times the in terms of length compared to the guy that never plays, who's been there supposedly for 4 years in the Big Easy.
You mean just here on CBS?
Yes.
Okay.
That was a joke that I thought was going to get more of a laugh from you. I mean,
oh, no, I was really, you know, that scene from The Hangover where they're doing the math and the guy has all the,
yeah.
the equations.
Yeah, they should have stopped after the first one, but that's a whole other story.
The Hangover?
Yeah, yeah. They went on too long with that movie, with that
franchise.
How
many did they make?
That's the point, JR, is that it would have been a cult classic if it just stuck with one.
They made more than two?
Yeah, I'm not
get out of here. They made more than 2 Hangover movies?
There's 3 Hangover movies, yeah. I
remember the one with the guy got Mike Tyson tattoo on his face. That's it.
Yeah, that's the point.
Yeah, I didn't see those other ones. Anyway, what the hell were we talking about? Oh, I said I've been here for 3 years now.
And one month.
And a month, correct. I've been on radio now since 2018. That's 5 years? Yeah, 5 years. WFAN New York City, V103 Atlanta, 92.9 The Game Atlanta, CBS Sports Radio, National, WFAN New York City. Hey, by the way, folks, if you don't get enough of me now tonight, I'll be on WFAN New York City tomorrow afternoon. I'll be on before the New York Yankees, so I have time to talk to all of the New York City fans about why their drunk asses are climbing up poles. After a New York Knicks victory, they're just nuts out there. Somebody else who just picked up a victory. I told you this before the break. And a big shout out to George Foreman. Thank you so much to George Foreman for joining us. I feel like I'm completing a trifecta here. Like I have spoken to George Foreman. I have plenty of times. I don't even know how many times I've spoken to Evander Holyfield. I have never. That's not true. I've been in the same room with Mike Tyson. I got to interview Mike Tyson. That's it. He's the last dude. I mean, for the heavyweights, the legendary heavyweights, he's the last guy that I haven't spoke to. And all Mike Tyson does is sit around. I mean, the next time I'm out in Vegas, I'll go get a hold of Mike Tyson. And then I'll tell him what you said, Shep. I'll play it back for him, okay?
Works for me. I'm not intimidated by a guy near 60 years old.
Okay.
And you better go on with JR. I don't think you're too big for him, Mike, even though you think you're too big for everybody else.
There's nothing wrong with Mike Tyson. He'll talk. There's a couple of people.
Never spoke to, because you've been doing this for a long time now. I mean,
hey,
you
watch
were,
your mouth.
No, I'm being respectful. Have you ever spoken to, you know, the greatest? You ever had an encounter with him?
Muhammad Ali?
Oh, yeah.
No. So, but I did at one point in time help Layla Ali work on her entrance music at Madison Square Garden.
Gotcha.
And I think it was Klitschko versus Chris Bird. This might have been around 2006. And help Layla Ali put her song together. So there's an interesting story here. Muhammad Ali, his photographer, I can't remember his first name, but the last name was Bingham. And he was Muhammad Ali's main photographer. They were great friends. And lo and behold, Muhammad's daughter and Mr. Bingham's son, they grew up together. And so as Layla got involved in boxing, Bingham, the son, also happened to be Layla's manager. And so they grew. It's kind of crazy how they had a similar relationship as Muhammad Ali and Mr. Bingham Sr., that their kids would have the same relationship as they got older. Unfortunately, Damon passed away a few years ago, but Damon wanted some help in putting her song together, and so I helped do that, and then had a front row seat to a Layla Ali fight in Madison Square Garden. I remember sitting in Madison Square Garden on a Saturday night, and Layla Ali came out, and then her dad came out, and everyone in Madison Square Garden stood up. They all stood up for Muhammad Ali. And it was a pretty cool moment. But no, I've never met Muhammad Ali. God rest his soul. But I have. I mean, we can get Layla on here, you know, if I should choose. But and she's sweet. Her husband Curtis Conway. Everybody. Well, most people know. Some people. A former New York Jet. Former Chicago Bear. They're good people, for as far as I know. But we'll get to Mike Tyson if he's not high. If he's not high.
You know, the other one I'm thinking of, obviously he's not a heavyweight, but he's still with it, obviously. And that's Sugar Ray Leonard.
You don't hear him too much.
You don't. You really don't. And obviously I think in terms of middleweight fighters, he's the greatest there ever was.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I think so. Here's the unfortunate thing when you talk, and that's why it's so cool to talk to George Foreman and for him to still have his faculties and be able to sit and speak. For a lot of fighters, as they get older, it's tougher to hold those conversations for all of the reasons that we can imagine. It's the trauma, the punches they give. Like, boxing is unforgiving, and it's not just the heavyweights. It's the guys in the lighter weights as well. I've had amazing conversations with Freddie Roach. I haven't spoken to Freddie Roach in years, and we know Freddie Roach dealing with Parkinson's, and yeah, it's boxing is great to watch. It's violent as hell. I know there are a lot of people who cannot get with it, can't watch it. I'm gonna be tuning in to Ryan Garcia and Tank Davis tomorrow night. I think Tank Davis is gonna give him that one shot to the body, and it might be curtains or they just going to punch it out for a draw. There's going to be some type of wild ending to the fight, whether it's a knockout or something nuts. Even the trash talk leading up to this fight has been kind of out there. Today, Ryan Garcia, Gervonta Davis, they were arguing over breakfast and how much weight was cut. It was just an interesting conversation. I mean, even earlier this week, they've just been cursing and yelling at each other back and forth. Take a listen to this from Showtime.
You look real drained. You look drained. You look drained. You look drained. You look real drained.
I'm not drained.
You look drained.
I'm not drained.
You look small now.
Yeah.
And you small now.
Yeah.
Oh, you feel it now. You ain't big at all.
You got that
big at all.
You got that weak ass.
You ain't big at all.
You got that weak ass.
Why don't you like it? You
it's
look
trash.
Good. You look good.
It's trash.
You look good, man.
You gonna look good.
You look
right
good.
On the ground.
Oh, you gonna look gonna good look with that jaw, bro. I promise you that.
I'm gonna break your jaw. Look how small.
I think that's big. Look. I got a bigger target. Look. If it's small, look. You ain't got a target. Look. Think about
you
it.
You got no defense. You don't have no defense. No defense, brother.
And you're delusional of your defense.
Not exactly Muhammad Ali with the trash talk. Not exactly Floyd Mayweather Jr. and Conor McGregor. I mean, I'm going to watch the fight because it should be a good one. But I don't know if that trash talk is enough to make people pony up however much money it is. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. John is here from Virginia. What's up, John?
Hello?
Yes, you happen to be live, John. What's going on?
How you doing, JR?
Good.
First time caller. Been listening to you for 3 years. And I just love your show, man. I just love your show. I don't know, just the way you put it out there, you know, you're straight talker, and I appreciate that. But I just wanted to say one thing, a couple things real quick. Oh, yeah, you remind me of the fella on the movie from Ridgemont High, the guy who sold the tickets to the rock concert.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Yeah, Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh, my God. Well, first of all, that movie came out before I was born. But then second of all, the last time I saw it, I was a kid. I don't recall.
Wait,
I got to Google.
Wait. Mikey DeMone, John?
Yes.
No way.
His voice. His voice. Only his voice reminds me of the guy.
No.
Oh, no. Hey, Shep, do I need to kick this guy off the radio?
No. Job in South Carolina, okay. Virginia, it makes sense in the fact that you are what he described you as in terms of adjectives. But the comparison to Mikey DeMone, who was the ultimate snake in that movie, I don't see the comparison. I can't draw the parallels there.
No, I wasn't insinuating he's a snake.
Right.
It's just the smoothness in his voice reminds me of the guy.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, I'm going to get off of here. But
I Googled this guy. He's a scalper.
Yeah. Yeah, but okay. It was just so funny. I mean, he was smooth the way he talked, and you're smooth as glass.
So I'm a smooth. You saying I'm a smooth shyster? I'm a scalper here?
No, not at all.
Okay.
You just got a smooth talk about you, you know,
well,
and I really appreciate that.
Well,
I wanted to ask you one quick question. Yeah. What do you think about Chase Young with the Commanders? I've been a Redskins fan my whole life since 1954.
Hey, when are they gonna let him loose?
Gonna let him loose? You know,
yeah, when are they gonna let him loose? Because he can't play.
I know. I'm very disappointed in all that.
Hey, well, right. You're a Commanders fan. You should be disappointed in a lot of things.
I am, but I don't have time to go into all that.
I know. I hear you. Well, John, thank you so much. I'm going to watch this scalper in the commercial break, okay? All right.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I can't believe I got on so quickly.
Well, we're getting ready to you came on after George Foreman. You got good
timing. Oh, and I love George Foreman. I love boxing.
Yeah, I love boxing,
Durant.
Too. Who you got winning the fight tomorrow, quickly?
Davis.
Gervonta, knockout, or you think it's going the distance?
I think it's going to be a knockout.
Okay. Seventh, eighth round, wear him out a little bit.
Yeah. I'm hoping, and I love seeing a good fight.
Yeah, body shot. I think it's going to be a body shot if he knocks him out, John.
Yeah, that Davis boy, he's tough now. He's real tough. Of course, Mayweather is part of his team, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, well, they're kind of off and on. It depends on the day and the month and the hour.
Well, JR, thank you very much for taking my call. I can't believe you took the call this fast.
Well, damn it, man. Call more often. Now I got to go to commercial. Radio 101. Thank you, John. Appreciate you. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side of the break. Plus, we're going to talk some NBA. Don't move.
Honestly, the economy got a little scary in 2022, and that could continue in 2023. It's okay to admit when money gets stressful, but what if you had an objective, relatable expert to help navigate the financial world? That's where NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast comes in. Smart Money hosts Sean Piles and Sarah Rathner talk with experts from NerdWallet's team of 100 money nerds to help you make smart financial decisions without the stress. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast today.
Odyssey's I'm Listening is our commitment to more mental health conversations. Dr. Christine Moutier of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention talks about the daily change of emotions and mental wellness.
Yeah, mental health and emotions are extremely dynamic, meaning they change. That's the most remarkable thing, to start to see crisis moments become less and less intense or less frequent.
Talk saves lives. For more mental health conversations, visit imlistening.org.
BetUS.com is back for our 28th year of NFL action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers our members the chance to cash in on all your favorite sports. Sign up at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS, where the game begins.